Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Today we're going to let you know where the red fern grows, and later on in the show, have UFOs invaded Oklahoma? I'm Brett.
And I am Harley.
I am struggling right now.
Dude, okay, so this is going to be about the 197th time that we talk about Luigi's in Chickasha, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So we just ate at Luigi's. We've got a video coming out. We're going to do an episode because, surprisingly, they have a lot of history.
A lot of history.
But, oh my God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I always say I'm not a this guy, I'm not a that guy. I'm not big on Italian food. I'll be the first to tell you. I even told Harley, hey, we're going to go try it. I'm up in the air. I'm not big on Italian. At 8:15 p.m. on a whatever night this is, I'm an Italian guy.
I'm stuck. Like, I'm
bellissima. I'm going to start talking like I'm from New York.
So I was full before we finished the appetizer.
I remember you saying I'm full.
The entrees were big enough to feed three people.
Yes, they were.
And somehow I made it all the way to dessert. I just want to lay down. I want to lay down on the floor. Like, I want to lay down on cold tile floor right now. That's all I want to do.
In the Sistine Chapel.
I don't care where it's at. Like, I'll wrap around a toilet if that's the only thing available, but I'm stuffed beyond belief. I can barely move.
I would bear crawl into the Vatican City right now. I'm telling you, the truth is, when we ordered the desserts, I really thought, A, we said to go. B, I thought when they came, you were going to say, can you put it in the box? C, we ate them.
We destroyed.
We got let off the chain.
I am going to have a really hard time keeping my weight in check. They are not that far from my
house.
They're
not far at all. I'm telling you, they're really not that far from you if you're anywhere near.
But great place. Loved every single person that we interacted with. I was shocked. I was floored. Our waiter, high school senior, probably the most, what would you say, interactive?
Yes.
Engaged.
For teenagers in this day and age, eye contact, funny.
Was having a good time, was making sure that we were having a good time. That is not something you find in most waiters, let alone most teenagers.
No.
Yeah.
And everybody was having fun. We'll talk more about it in the next episode or two, but yeah.
Yeah, they just had their soft open. If you're anywhere near Chickasha, check out Luigi's. And stay tuned, because we've got a few episodes, a few videos and shows coming out about them.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so today we are talking about the 16th annual Red Fern Festival in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, coming up next month.
Now, if you're from Oklahoma, and you have been for a reasonable amount of time, and you are in the 6th or 7th grade, we all read Where the Red Fern Grows. And I think there was a follow-up to it. I want to say Return to Red Fern. I'm going to make it sound like it's
Return to Red Fern Billy.
Return to Red Fern by Dr. Seuss.
With Red Fox.
I feel like there was a follow-up to it.
I don't know.
Like he came back as an adult.
But I remember this book from before I came to Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was a phenomenon. They even had like a made-for-TV movie that I think Disney did or something like that in the late 70s or the 80s.
I don't know. But if you have not read Where the Red Fern Grows.
Great book.
And you want to bawl like a baby.
Yeah. It's up there with Old Yeller.
It hurts.
It does. It hurts a lot.
But this festival, I'm impressed. I've never been. It's coming up in a little less than a month, or about a month, April 26th and 27th. They actually took a two-year hiatus, or this would be the 18th annual, because of, COVID.
Yeah.
But Wilson Rawls, the author of the book, Where the Red Fern Grows, set the whole story in and around Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Right.
The novel tells of a young boy who saves his money, travels to Tahlequah, Oklahoma to purchase two red bone hound hunting dogs.
Yep.
And there was a film in 1974 that featured locals from Tahlequah and the surrounding areas and was remade in 2003, and they were both filmed in and around the Tahlequah area. So there's a lot of history in Tahlequah related to the book.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that you can see in film related to the movies. And it's only fitting that this festival takes place in Tahlequah.
Yeah. Being kind of a quasi-movie buff, I like to be able to visit filming locations. I think it's really cool to kind of stand where they stood. You can do that quite a bit in and around the Tulsa area with the Outsiders. If you get a chance to do that, do that. But I'm 100% on board with this. I think it's we're not allowed to say super cool, but this really hits a nostalgia.
It hits on a whole lot of points. I don't know if you've not been to downtown Tahlequah. It is really homey.
Yeah,
like it has that. Like small town Americana feel,
right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a great place to visit under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
But this festival covers that 7-block area.
Yep.
It hosts over 150 arts and crafts vendors, gourmet food trucks. They've got activities for everybody. They've got inflatables for the kids, petting zoos, kids games, but they also have like some 1930s era children's games. And it's stuff like that where you're bringing something different because everybody's been to the carnival.
Yeah,
the circus is in town, and it's the same thing if you do it here or do it there. So when you're bringing something extra, this, you know, like trip through history.
Right, you're adding, because I think it could be almost too inside baseball to just have stuff that you and I get. So I like that there's a mixture of the old and the new to kind of keep everybody entertained.
I agree with that. And, you know, it's, like I said, the 1930s era children's games,
yeah.
Cool. They also had something called Jelly Ball, which is like paintball wars, but with the softer pellets.
Oh, cool.
At a completely different speed, they've got the Cherokee Cultural Tourism Group offering traditional Cherokee game demonstrations in Cherokee Square, which is not something you're going to find anywhere else.
No, no, absolutely not.
You can tour the locations from the novel and the movies.
Huh.
They're going to have a car show. They've got live music on 3 different stages, which, again, I'm a huge fan in having multiple music venues. I don't like going to a place where I feel like, you know, the music is either all-encompassing or it's
right.
Almost non-existent.
Yeah.
So having the 3 different stages, I think, is great. They've got the traditional Miss Redfern pageant. Again, I think that's one of those hometown things that you really have to experience.
Yeah.
Something that you don't see in a lot of different places, they've got a rubber duck race that is going through the Town Branch Creek.
Oh, that's cool. I always liked those. I always thought those were fun when I was a kid.
And then lastly, one of the last events that I want to touch base on, they have coon hunters that come out to compete in the Hound Dog Field Trials.
Now that's interesting.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's something completely unique. And if you are interested in any aspect of it,
yeah.
I think it's a great time.
Oh, yeah. And weather right now is beautiful. Everything's open season again. What do they estimate will be there this year? I mean,
so
they took a couple years off.
It started off at 1,000 attendees.
Wow.
On year one. They've had 30,000 plus people show up to this, and it's growing every year. And these people are coming not just from Oklahoma,
yeah.
But all over the country.
Yeah, and Tahlequah is kind of situated up there. You get kind of getting closer to the tri-state area there. You've got, you know, Arkansas and stuff like that up that way. I think it's a hell of a good time, personally.
100%. And I think if you're going to be in the area, there is a restaurant that you absolutely have to try. Sam and Ella's Chicken Palace. Right there on Main Street in Tahlequah.
I've heard about Salmonella.
It is legit, and I love the name Salmonella.
Yeah, I do too. I had to let it roll around in the back of my throat for a second. Yeah, Salmonella, salmon. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But a great time.
Yeah.
2 days. If you're interested, I would get there early. I think this is going to be one of those things where you'll probably want to spend the day.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a great town. Ton of activities in the area. It might still be a little early at the end of April to go kayaking or canoeing.
I don't
know.
But
I think it
was
Brett and I did it in March. So,
a
I mean, we almost froze
ago.
To death.
Well, yeah. But hell, it was 86 degrees today. So who knows? Who knows?
If you want more information on the 16th annual Red Fern Festival, check out the website TahlequahMainStreet.com.
And coming up after the break, Oklahoma has another UFO mystery?
I'm Raven Rollins, and this is my Southern True Crime Podcast, where I discuss cases from my former hometown. Ada, Oklahoma paints itself as an average community, but its history of murder and corruption runs deeper than any story has ever told. You'll hear plenty of special guests, including authors and experts in their fields, who visit with me on each episode, as well as other cases in the southern states. With notorious and unknown cases alike, every victim sees the light on my show. This is Sirens, a true crime podcast.
All right, so our news story today out of KFOR, Unraveling the Mystery of the Oklahoma UFO.
You know, we've had not a rash of UFO sightings over the years, but it seems like the ones that we have been pretty high profile. Maybe it's just because we don't get them very often. I don't know.
Well, there were some videos going around a couple of weeks ago of several bright lights and what appeared to be a puff of smoke, and there's been a lot of contention as to what these lights in the sky are. So News 4 talked with witnesses, scientists, even members of the U.S. Space Force, and they didn't get any satisfactory answers.
I still have a hard time in a serious tone say Space Force. I feel like I need to go to Target and collect all 10 Space Force figures. I mean, I can't take it seriously.
I know.
Space Force.
But apparently there's an aerospace engineer that feels like he's unraveled the mystery. These videos, which happened on March 4th, 7:29 p.m. Central Standard Time, were seen like all across Oklahoma into Colorado and even New Mexico. And some people are saying that they are the SpaceX launch of the Starlink satellite.
I don't know. The problem with a story like that is that the consistencies from state to state. Because from my understanding, it wasn't just Oklahoma that eventually ended up seeing the same thing, right?
Yeah, no. Like I said, Colorado, New Mexico.
I mean, I don't know. Timing is everything.
One astronomer said it couldn't have been those because if you had to be facing west to see those.
Yeah.
And that's not the direction people were seeing the lights in the sky. So who knows? Honestly, I would love to see some footage.
Something.
I'm all for it. If we're going to have aliens, I would prefer that they be from outer space.
But here's the thing. Look at the state of the world. Would you want aliens to visit, right? It's kind of like having relatives come from out of town. You know, the bathroom needs to be clean. The moral compasses need to be redialed. If would you want the aliens to visit Earth right now?
Oh, God.
I mean,
like, if we're being judged on the way society is acting as a whole right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're like, we travel 700 light years for this bullshit. Here's the thing. I purchased this movie recently. Until I see, tell me yes or no, the possibly greatest sci-fi UFO encounter movie of all time is what?
Close Encounters.
Hands down.
Yeah.
If there was a movie that I saw as a child that made me believe in any, was that movie. It's a masterpiece.
It really is.
And until it looks like that, this doesn't move the needle for me.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago, Amber and I were driving, and we saw a light in the sky, and it was like, that's not moving. Like, why is that light not moving? And then eventually we did realize that it was moving. It was just moving straight at us.
Right, right, right.
Really slow. And so, like, for a minute, you know, driving down the highway, you're like, holy cat, what? Are we about to get abducted?
It's easier to see a light in the sky than it is a blurry photo. And honestly, I think I'm more in line with believing that there's UFOs than I am anything. And I don't know why that is. Is it because of the expanse of space? There's so many things we may never know.
It could be that, or it could be that Hollywood and the entertainment space is so full of it. like so full of stories of UFOs and aliens.
So that is that it's just kind of embedded into our psyche?
Something like that.
That's the only thing left. That's the last bastion for me. Could they be, should they be, are there? Is UFOs. Because there's so many things we just don't know.
I can see that. And I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the idea.
I'm a fan of the idea.
So 100%. I'm a fan of the genre. But if you want more information on this news story, we'll include a link to KFOR's website. And if you've got any feedback on this, let us know. If you've got photos mm-hmm. or videos of UFOs here in the Sooner State, we would love to see them. And speaking of feedback,
yes,
we have some more feedback.
Some more
this
feedback.
Week.
We're killing it.
Our latest review, you might recognize the name.
Maybe.
Aunt Juju.
Yes.
214 on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, Aunt Juju.
She said the review is titled Love All the Mom and Pop Reviews, A++. 5 stars. Great show. You know, she could have given us 4 stars or 3 stars and said great show.
This is also true.
But she gave us 5 stars. Great show. Thanks for the interesting places you visit and review. I'm the pickiest of eaters, and I'm always searching for new places. The banter between Brett and Harley is hilarious. I think she... what she really meant was, I love Harley.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. But, you have the toughest job. Me.
Well, Julie, we appreciate the review.
Juju. Just kidding. We did agree that if she wasn't going to be the same name every week, we'd have to choose a different moniker for her. But I think Aunt Juju's going to stay. We can't pretend like we don't know her. I mean, God bless. Everybody can do math. She's our adjunct host. She's going to be hosting the show.
I'm going to call her Jules 9000.
Oh.
So we also have some more feedback from a familiar face or familiar name.
JW Racing 77?
JW Racing 77. Commented on our last video okay. on Rumble.
All right.
And it was in reference to Sergeant Space Snacks.
Okay.
And his comment is merely that he needs some of that.
Get you some JW Racing 77, also known as John Walters. What was it?
Dude, I don't. This is your conspiracy
theory.
I'm
telling you, it's the same guy.
Neither one of them commented on the last episode.
Why would they?
That they are one person or another person. They've neither confirmed nor denied either their existence as the same person or the existence of aliens.
Listen, they've recently released information that there were 2 films of the assassination of Kennedy. The one that was shown on the TV and then another version. What's
the director's cut? Yeah.
The director's cut.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Zack Snyder's Zapruder film. Which was a better film. It's 4 hours long.
I thought you were going to say Zach Galifianakis.
What I'm saying is, how do we know? You're not going to respond the next... If you've been called out, are you going to respond to anything the next episode? No, you're going to let it go away like, oh, and then we can go, oh, okay, they would have said something. I still the same guy. You hear me out there? I still think you're the same. Okay? You're not even trying. You're not even trying to hide yourself in plain sight. What is the problem? Zodiac Killer went years without being discovered. It was after he died that people figured out who he was. I will not rest until I find out that JW Racing 77 is John Wilkes or whatever the other guy's. It's a thing. Oh, and by the way, can I do one thing? And I'm going to do it again on the next episode.
All right.
And I want you to tag the Chickasha Chamber.
Oh, God. Are we giving feedback on
yes.
the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce right now?
We are starting a grassroots campaign. I hate using it. Turn the sign to the Chickasha Motel on.
I have to agree with you, but I also have an additional request. The Wichita Theater.
Turn the marquee
sign
on.
Needs to be on.
What?
It's dark outside, you need to be from outer space. You need to be able to see the Wichita Theater and the Chickasha Hotel sign from outer space.
I know theaters that are the same design in small towns around Oklahoma throughout America. The light doesn't go out until the town goes to.
I think
put Welcome to Chickasha something on there.
They're great signs.
Yeah.
They have a lot of history. And as much work as we're doing that down there, we need to add that exclamation point in neon.
Because everybody enters from this, the vast majority of people enter from the south of town. The second exit to Chickasha. There needs to be a beacon of light, and it can't be a leg lamp. Everybody knows that the leg lamp's there. That's fine. If that's what you're using as your homing signal to get people to town's end, okay. But it's not a part of the fabric of who you are. I realize that the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn is out of business, but the sign is a part of the history of who you are. It highlights your town. I don't care anything about the corporate side of town. I like everything that's going on that end of the street. And I guarantee, if people could see that sign, that for years, that's the thing that drew me to look. Every time I went over the bridge, I at least looked. But turn on the sign. Turn on the marquee. Light that fucking thing up down there. All of it.
No, you and I, this is one of the few circumstances
where we see eye to eye on.
Where you and I see eye to eye.
This is a hill I'm willing to, I don't say this.
I don't want to die. I'm not going to fight
this
anybody
is,
to
this
turn
is
that
a hill
light
I'm
on.
Willing to sit on.
But yeah, I would sit on that hill and have some food from Luigi's delivered out there.
And, or a burger from Brandy's, or I would go axe throwing, or I would, I don't know what, go to Adventure Skate.
Or just sit down there on the corner on a park bench and kind of get the rays from that neon, kind of give me a little suntan, a little midnight suntan.
It reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld with the Kenny Rogers chicken and Kramer getting burnt by the wanting to switch apartments because the Kenny Rogers chicken light was glaring into his window. And unless that's the reason why it's not lit, I don't know what it would cost just to have one panel of electricity to run to that thing. Turn the sign on.
You could run an extension cord. I promise you, somebody will supply the power for you. Run an extension cord. Turn that thing on. It'll make a difference.
I'm going to say it three more times, and maybe it'll happen. Turn the sign on. Turn the sign on. Hey, turn that sign on. Well, if you want to turn a sign on, it's easy. Turn us on. You can turn us on by emailing us at onlyknowkshow@gmail.com.
Absolutely. If you have ideas about signs that need to be lit,
anything that needs to be turned on,
or any restaurants that we need to try, let us know.
What turns you on? Let us know.
Shoot us over an email, onlyknowkshow@gmail.com. This has been the Only an OK Show. New shows every week. I'm Harley.
And I'm Brett.
And we're out of here.
Peace. I'm Bill Beverly.
So?
Godzilla's one. They made a Godzilla movie with $12 million that rivals any $200, $300 million movie. It's a freaking masterpiece. It's an absolute goddang masterpiece. I'm sure there's going to be some people, though. Here, we'll do it like this. You know what I mean? Hell yeah, I know exactly what you mean, man. I ain't seen it, but I hear it's good. Yeah, the thing I like about it is, you know, usually in a Godzilla movie, you don't invest in the people. That's what it would be like. You turn the speed down. Let me hit that, man. Right. So Godzilla minus one. When you think of monster movies, I think the tendency is more monsters, less people. Because typically, the human protagonists are supporting. It's just kind of stiff. They're just there to keep it from just being a two-hour monster movie. Are you hearing me? I love how you sound. You even pretend to be interested in things. What I typically hear is, oh man, too many the people. This movie puts a lot of emphasis on the human character to the point where you're actually buying in, where me and George were talking earlier at work. You kind of look at it and go, you know, more monster, less people. And you really find yourself in this movie going, hey, wait a sec. Let's go back to the people for just a little bit. I typically don't go there. Because am I wrong? Every time we have a giant monster movie, you have the ancillary characters. There's the, we've got to fight the blah, 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 or we've got to team up with the such and such to defeat the so-and-so. And you're like, okay, whatever. I want to see Godzilla fight Mothra. This one, man, you really invest in these characters. I'm like, damn, I should not cry or feel the need to cry at a Godzilla.
Cried at a Godzilla.
Yes. Both times I saw the damn movie. And then when I went home after watching Godzilla Minus One on a conservatively $15 million, I watched a $300 million in Godzilla X King Kong, the trailer, and I was like, oh man, I'm still going. I got my tickets for Thursday night on the 28th at the Warren in IMAX, because that's the only way to see it. It's the only way to see a movie like that is in IMAX.
I went and saw
Dune 2.
Dune 2 in IMAX. It was too loud.
Was it?
Like, I liked the movie.
I have not seen the first one. I may have actually seen the original. I think Dune is kind of a niche movie, but I think the second one, there's so much hype behind Dune 2 that a lot of people are going into it just to say they were there, not necessarily with any like real depth of field of what's actually going on. So I was a little like, I don't know enough about the universe, because there's not an expanded universe. You really have to be a fan of Dune to go into it and truly enjoy it. But I've heard comparisons to, say, Empire Strikes Back in terms of sequel. Was it pretty? I mean,
I liked it. That was good.
I haven't seen it yet. But Godzilla, looking forward to that one. I show up for all those. I own all of them. But Minus One, whew. The fact that it won Best VFX, for an Oscar for VFX, against some heavy hitters. It went up against, I know you're going to poo-poo it, but it went up against Guardians of the Galaxy. Now,
it beat it hands down easily.
But,
because of this garbage movie.
Well, but at the end of the day, Marvel's got pockets that are infinite and couldn't pack enough punch to beat out Godzilla. And Godzilla should probably have been in the foreign film category as well, since it is dubbed. But no, rock solid movie. Excited about the future of Gojira. Yokosanimasu, Gojira! With my little peace sign in the air. I feel like I'm high on Italy.
Yeah.
I kind of feel that. Hey, man, what's going on? What's wrong with you? I had that tiramisu. Huh? I had too many. It's too many tiramisus. I don't care. That was fantastic.
Let's get on with the show. We can talk
Three,
about it.
Two, one. And welcome to the show. Today, we're going to let you know where the red fern grows in Tahlequah. And later in the show, have the UFOs started landing? Or when we do landing or invading?
I don't know. The whole thing was garbage, okay. So won't you just
Three,
start
two, one. And welcome to the show today. What happened? Three, two, one. And welcome to the show today. We're going to let... Why? I can't do it now.
Welcome to the show today. We are going to you know where the red fern grows.
We're talking ABCs and A1Cs today. Three, two, one.